Now joining us is Melissa from Yummy Mummy Bakery. As many people know in this area, Yummy Mummy has these award-winning fudge brownies that are becoming so incredibly popular, not just here in our region, but all over the world because they ship worldwide. Melissa, welcome and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us about Small Business Saturday and what you're doing, and then I'd love to delve a little bit into some of the parts of your business that make it so special and unique.
We're very excited to participate in Small Business Saturday on November 30th. The bakery will be open from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. And we're going to be offering our brand new gourmet hot chocolate for free. You can come in and choose between the original chocolate, our salted caramel, or peppermint hot chocolate, which comes with our homemade whipped cream or marshmallows.
So we can come in on Small Business Saturday and enjoy a cup of hot chocolate and shop those delicious baked goods and then walk around the rest of the town holding our hot chocolate. Sounds amazing.
It'll be delicious.
And this is your own secret recipe.
Absolutely.
Oh, gosh. If it's anything like your brownies, I'm sure it's going to be incredible. So tell us a little bit about how you got started. Yummy Mummy Brownie, it sounds like you had a special brownie recipe that then became something much bigger because we know you offer cookies and cakes, gorgeous cakes decorated for any occasion, cake pops. I think we've seen some incredible little lemon tarts in your case and some other interesting delights. So why don't you share with us a little bit about the history, why you got started, and how it's really metamorphosized into this amazing baking company.
Thank you. I actually started out of my home over 13 years ago. I was looking for something to do. I was a stay-at-home mom with two-year-old triplets at the time, and I started to bake my grandmother's fudge brownies and had an idea that I should share them with everybody and created a business behind it and operated out of my home for over 8 years just making brownies, but came up with over 20 different varieties. And after the eighth year, when it just got too small, or I should say too big, and my home got too small, I decided to move into a retail location in Westboro. And in doing so, I was able to expand my offerings, still offering the brownies, but now, like you said, offering cupcakes, custom cakes, platters, and whatnot.
And you then expanded into bigger space. So you have a huge kitchen now. And it's our understanding that you ship all over the world, corporate gifts. If we wanted to order gifts for our clients, we could have you send dozens of your specialized brownies in different flavors to clients or vendors all over the world. And I know a lot of companies around here are using your company for their baked goods. Why don't you share a little bit with us about how that has grown and how your corporate sector is growing and what you envision for the future for Yummy Mummy Bakery?
We always welcome corporate gifts, whether we are shipping them or delivering them or having them picked up at the bakery. Like you said, we offer mixed gift boxes of brownies. A new thing that we are putting out is a large block of brownie with a bamboo knife, which can be customized to the company. It looks awesome and it's perfect to share for an office. We'll include a handwritten message and ship it off for you. So it's super easy for any company to just give us a list and we'll take care of the rest. And if you're having local meetings or want to impress a certain client, we can create boxes of goodies, platters, and get that done for you as well. As for the future of Yummy Mummy, we continue to operate our retail location. We have a great website where anybody can order even just one box of brownies and have it shipped anywhere in the world. And we continue to do our farmers markets throughout the region. And who knows, maybe there's a second location somewhere in the future for Yummy Mummy Bakery.
And don't you do pop-ups at farmers markets in Boston? I remember perhaps over the summer you were near Boylston Street, is that right, in Boston? And
yes.
You've also been in other locations?
We go in during farmers market season. We are in Boston at least once a week. We do Copley Square Market, Dewey Square Market near South Station, the SOA Market on Sundays, and Kendall Square on Wednesdays, and we will continue to do that when the weather starts to get warm again.
Fantastic. And we would be very remiss if we didn't mention that you are the baker of our highly sought after snowflake cookies for Christmas and the holiday season when we send them out to our clients. And they have been so well received. We can't wait to place our order this year. And so you also can customize cookies for whether it's a company, whether it's a school. And so that's been a really big plus, especially because we like to buy local because we believe in sustainability, as so many other companies do. And it's wonderful to have Yummy Mummy located so nearby so that we can all take advantage of your amazing baked goods and share them,
share the love
with so many other people.
We appreciate that. Thank you very much.
And what is your website?
YummyMummyBakery.com.
YummyMummyBakery.com. Melissa, thank you so much for joining us today. We wish you the best of success on Small Business Saturday and beyond.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.